This will be even riskier than this one across the Aegean from the Turkish mainland.
That's the BBC's Sarah Rainsford speaking to Visha Sreepalthma. The reaction to the Queensland government's approval of mining leases for Adani's Carmichael mine and rail project remains mixed, with environmental groups saying it will have catastrophic impacts for the Great Barrier Reef. Former State Labor MP Rob Pine, whose seat is in Cairns, quit the party last month to sit as an independent, citing a number of issues, including the approval of the Adani mine. Today he's questioned what happened to ALP passion for the Great Barrier Reef. On the other side of the coin, the announcement is being welcomed by the resource industry, which says it couldn't come soon enough. Scott Barklam is the Executive Director of Policy and Public Affairs at the Australian Mines and Metals Association, and he joins us now. Thank you very much for your time.
Good evening, Mandy.
How many jobs does this announcement equate to?
A potential 5,000 new jobs during the construction of the mine and a further 4,500 as it produces. These are vital jobs for the north and central parts of Queensland and a much-needed fill-up for the local community.
So these are direct jobs. Are there also projections for how many indirect jobs could be created?
Look, I understand that to be a total job number. There are complex webs of contractors and subcontractors, but they are importantly jobs and incomes into those communities.
So which parts of Queensland stand to gain the most?
Well, particularly around the Carmichael mine, but this has been welcomed positively in the entire north and central parts of the state, and really it's a fill-up for the state as a whole, because this mine will pay substantial royalties and taxes into the state of Queensland for generations to come.
And has there been a figure put on the sort of economic boost that could be expected?
Well, the mine itself is projected to inject $21.7 billion into the state. During the life of the mine, the outcomes in terms of royalties and the like will be significant. But importantly, it's not just an opportunity for Queensland to benefit. Australia has got an important push up, an important stimulus as our perceptions of as a place to do business. So yesterday we've had the approval of this mine, showing the world we're open for business and open for our share of future resource investment.
The demand for coal worldwide is on the decline and projected to reduce as more renewable energy is adopted. How secure are any jobs that are created likely to be over the long term?
In India, there are 300 to 400 million people with either no power or a deficit of consistent access to power. India is pursuing a complex energy mix, including both renewables and more traditional sources of power such as coal, so we see no problem with future demand for the output of the Adani mine.
The project is still awaiting approval for rail, port and road infrastructure. Does yesterday's announcement make those approvals more likely?
I wouldn't doubt that the Queensland Government will approach those approvals as rigorously as it has the approvals to date. We understand there were over 200 environmental conditions in the most recent approval, and in fact over 8,000 overall to date. So we would think there would be significant rigour attached to the remainder of the project, but we do expect it to proceed.
Well, mentioning the environmental side there, many of the concerns raised about the project centre on potential damage to the Great Barrier Reef, and there are legal challenges pending. Is it a bit too early for workers to be celebrating?
Well, we want to see workers gain jobs. I mean, this is not about celebration or otherwise. This is about incomes and opportunities for families in mid to north Queensland. However, onto the environmental challenges. This creates an unwelcome impression of Australia as a place to do business. Adani have already been delayed by more than 2 years from their planned commencement of this project. Of course, there is the need to protect the environment, in particular the Great Barrier Reef, a World Heritage Area. But the Queensland Government has rigorously and exhaustively looked at those concerns. So litigation and strategic litigation by opponents, not of this mine, but of coal mining in total, does nothing to assist Australia as a place to do business, nor our future living standards and job opportunities.
So on balance, you're happy with the processes that have been put in place to make sure that these two industries, the industry that involves the workers that you're talking about and also the good of the Great Barrier Reef, can coexist?
There couldn't be a more rigorous approval process, both environmentally and for the economy and other regulatory concerns than the one that's been undertaken in the state of Queensland. So the confidence of the Queensland community in this mine, the confidence of the mine itself in its ability to commence, to operate, to do business cleanly, safely and economically couldn't be more certain.
Scott Barklem, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Scott Barklem there, the Executive Director of Policy and Public Affairs at the Australian Mines and Metals Association. And that story is the subject of today's web poll question here at ABC News Radio. You can have your say at abc.net.au/newsradio. Our question, approval of mining leases for Queensland's Carmichael Coal Mine.